Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Martha Bassett, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
One of the most memorable gigs for me also was on a flatbed truck. It was one of the first gigs I ever did with Martha Bassett. It is a romantic story. To give you a bit of the breadth and diversity that we do play for, we weren't opening for the Avett Brothers or Lyle Lovett or Tony Bennett. We performed on the flatbed truck, which is always spectacular, but you might think musicians might not want to perform. It's really quite spectacular. You're just on a truck. Like at any point, you could just take the show on the road. It's just boards and things. We opened up for the best Gold LeMay Elvis impersonator I have ever seen. So we sat on the lawn and we watched some spectacular 1970s gyrations.
We sort of fell in love that night.
Oh.
Pat is an Indiana native and spent many years in the Chicago jazz scene. We are very happy to have him in North Carolina.
Well, there's not enough grapes in Virginia to make enough wine to make it okay. Well, there's not enough time, not enough space, but it's over now. You can't drink that away. So
Sarah Howe, actually, let's just go to you next. She's singing vocal, acoustic, guitar, keyboards, percussion, and ukulele. And it's really a shame you're not more well-rounded on your musical instruments.
I'm a pastor. People don't necessarily expect that when they see me or maybe when you hear me. I actually work at a church where Martha does a lot of music. And months before I was brought on staff, my boss said, you know, I've been thinking about starting a service that's full of a lot of Americana and roots-based music. And I know this musician who I think would be perfect for it. You guys should meet and start talking about this. So long before I was ever officially on staff at our church, Martha and I got together and started talking about possibilities for doing something kind of different. Became really good friends in the process. So it's been a real joy for me to work with Martha, both in our day jobs and then doing this kind of thing. It's really fun for me. So that's how we got connected.
Pain cuts like a plow into the ground. Ground of your being, the earth of your heart. Watch the soil turn, churning and hurting, preparing for a new life to start. Why dig so deep? Why make me bleed? I've grown attached to this grass and these weeds. One day I'm told a garden will the sweat. Take a deep breath now and leave yourself spaces for awe. Look for the birds eating the worms, dug up and brought to the surface in turn. Two seeds are sown, just one will grow. What will take root or die, nobody knows. No, don't look behind, nose to the grind, eyes straight ahead, just keep doing your part. Once you complete the tilling and weeding, the barrenness might break your heart. But listen in close, still there's a pulse, the heartbeat of mystery that cannot be known. This desolate dirt, the lungs of the earth, are sighing in labor.
Russell Kelly. Russell is from Winston-Salem, and I only recently met Russell. We had our first gig together last September, I believe.
Yeah, the and Governor's Ball, right?
The Governor's Ball.
Yeah. It's not a little, black tie affair.
A little festival out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
He's been with us ever since. Russell has a guitar degree from Berkeley. What he does with me is very different than what he does in the rest of his life.
Well, I have a trio called RK3, and it started out as just a straight-ahead traditional jazz trio, and then we had all these sounds in our heads, and so we tried to create them, and we ended up with huge setups on stage with laptops and MIDI controllers and digital stuff everywhere. So now we make crazy electronic dance music. We have kind of taken electronic dance music and jazz and put it together, and it's probably about as far away from this as you can get, I would think. But I love playing with these guys. The first gig I played with them, Pat actually called me. I'd never spoken to him before. Pat was in touch with me and gave me a set list, and I showed up and they said, "Hey, how you doing?" And we walked out on stage and started playing, and I think it just clicked. And then Martha accosted me afterwards and told me to come to California and started hiring me for all these gigs. And I was more than happy to. I love playing with these guys. So, yeah, I was happy that all transpired.
Alex is the newest member of our band. And he is from, is it called Little Switzerland?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little town in North Carolina called Little Switzerland. I can say a whole lot more about Alex than that. He plays with all of the best Americana and bluegrass bands around Greensboro and Winston-Salem Triad in North Carolina. And I've been playing with him since January, I believe, or December.
Yeah.
I only last week found out that he has a former life as a touring electric bass player in a really great rock band that was around last part of the 90s, early part of the 2000s, called Athenaeum. So if you know that band, this is their bass player.
So it's great. It's a lot of fun. Great music, great people. Can't go wrong.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot. Till it's gone, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. till it's gone. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Yeah, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
I could talk for a long time about Fiona. I'll try and keep it short. I met her when she was 18 months old. I used to teach preschool music classes. She showed up with her mom and dad one day, and I had her all the way through five or six, and her two little sisters followed after her. I feel particularly excited to be making music with Fiona Burdett because, you know, we go way back. Fiona and her two aforementioned sisters have formed a band called the Dan River Girls, and I hope you will look them up. They've just released their second CD. They're working professionally all the time.
I've decided to attend Wake Forest University on a full scholarship.
So that means she's not moving away, and she there are two bands in Winston-Salem that will be very happy about that.
Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their ticket out and they're talking the Great Depression. Our parents had their hard times 50 years ago when they stood out in this empty field in dust as deep as snow. And all they trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds could heal. They'll never take our native soil. But if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work these crops with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time. Here in these troubled fields. the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
I would like to thank our guests, Martha Bassett and Band, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike and Ray Adams, performing each week here at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com in Lexington. Once again, let's give it up for Martha Bassett and her band.
A material lip.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Martha, Sarah, Russell, Alex, Fiona, and Pat for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook.
The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.